I love this game. Catchphrase is about to go down on the Joe and Alex Show, and it's for a really cool thing. Throwback Thursday, we have got your chance to see New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, and Paula Abdul. They're going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on June 18th. Tickets don't even go on sale till tomorrow at 10 a.m. Before we start playing, though, we got to get a couple of people on the phone. Okay, we got that. Producer MYK, can you explain how this is going to go down? There's some certain theme or something like that for this?
Yeah, this time there's a theme because it's a little bit more difficult. And
yay.
The theme is, since it's Throwback Thursday and it's a throwback show, these are all throwback items.
Great.
Okay.
It was like 1995, like yesterday for me, so.
Hey, throwback item could have been like 3 years ago, girl.
Come on now. Fine. All right, let's get people on the phone right here, and they can pick out which team they want to be on. Let's go to, is this Leanne?
Yeah.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
How you doing, boy?
Whoa. I'm doing really good. All right. Do you want to be on Team Alex or Team Joe?
Let's go with Team Alex.
Yeah, Leanne. We got this, girl. I am the queen of this game.
Okay, number one. I got to keep all this track stuff so I don't forget who people are. And then let's go to Kelly. Good news for you.
Good news.
You're a Team Joe.
That's right. We're going to get it.
Yeah, that's bad news, actually.
I like your optimistic attitude. All right, Kelly and Alex, it's really simple. We are going to each have the catchphrase game. When it goes off, then our time is up. Whoever gets the most right in that amount of time is your winner. Who's going to go first today? Is it ladies first, Alex, or do you want me to go?
Doesn't matter to me. You pick, since you always lose anyway.
You are so good. I'm going to have Alex go first today, okay? So Alex and Leanne, good luck. Make sure you don't rhyme or cheat anything, okay? No cheating.
All right.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
Before there were CDs in your car, there were?
Cassettes.
And we didn't have DVDs. We had a what player?
VCR.
Instead of a cell phone, people would beep you on your?
Pager.
You could take care of a pet electronically on this game that you keep on a keychain.
Skipping. I don't know that one.
Skipping this one. This spins around on a player. They're huge CDs. What are those called?
Simon Says?
No. This is a game that you play with your thumbs like a video game.
Oh, I don't pass.
Okay. Paris Hilton had one of these cell phones. They flip up and you type on a keyboard with your thumbs.
How many did they get? How many did they get, Producer MYK? Yeah.
3 points. I'm sorry. Alex got 3 points, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Leanne and Alex, what happened?
Well, it wasn't me. I think those were pretty good clues.
Oh, you're slamming Leanne like that? She's a listener.
Let's just see how good Joe does.
Okay. Kelly, how you feeling? You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, Kelly. I need you to guess until we run out of guesses. 3, 2, 1. It was like the first kind of like music player that was portable. You could put it on your hip. It was, it's not running.
A Walkman.
Yes, okay. They used to have videos here. There's maybe like one left in the country, but used to go rent videos here like every Friday and Saturday. A big place.
Oh, Blockbuster.
Yes, okay. People collect these. They're worth money. Back in the day, little animals, they had like little things inside of them.
Oh, yeah. Tie baby.
What? Say it again. You were close. What was it?
Tie babies. What are those? Oh,
Can't swear, but okay. No, it's things. Okay. It's like things like what is it?
Pass.
Like okay, pass. It's a game where you used to throw a stomper down on it. Like it was. Skip that one. It's a type of phone, not a cell phone, but like you have at home. What is that?
A landline.
Yes. Okay. What little animal?
We tied.
Do we tie?
Yes.
It's a tie game.
So what do we do?
All right, we're going to circle these words right here.
Hold on.
We both get tickets.
Talk to our promotions department. I love your idea. Hold
this
on. We're having a little convening thing right here. Producer MYK and Alex are doing up with something. What is it going to be? Just like the first one to do it?
Yeah, we have three more words we're going to each do that they have to try to guess, and this will be the tiebreaker.
Is this going to be?
Wait, not that one.
Who does it the quickest?
I did that one.
We are really prepared this morning on Joe and Alex Show.
Okay.
By the way, coming up in about 5 minutes or so, Ask Alex. We've got somebody that needs some advice, and it's going to be pretty interesting this morning. A mom has to do with something she's going to be doing with her kids at Christmas. So that's coming up in about 5 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.
The last word I did was sidekick.
Okay. So what are we going to do here? Are we just going to have like a few seconds then? Or how do you think?
Three off. Three words.
Okay.
The fastest or what?
Let's do this.
All right. Then let's go back to Alex. Alex, and keep track of the time. Here we go. Alex and Leanne, good luck. These three words are yours in 3, 2, 1.
Leanne, if a guy was in love with you in the 80s movies, he would stand outside your window playing music from a... Leanne.
A tape recorder.
No. It's huge. You would carry it around on your shoulder to play music.
A boombox.
Yes. You jump up and down on this skinny toy and...
Pogo stick.
Yes. And these are... It's a cartoon character. Lots of animals that are colors. They have a picture on their tummy. They do a stare.
Teletubbies.
No, this
or,
is
Care Bears.
Yes,
Care Bears.
We're good.
22
we're
seconds. All right, there's 22 seconds left on this clock.
Are it's you, 31 are you, seconds okay. total.
All right, you kept track of it. Okay, so it took you guys 31 seconds to do that. All right, I think we can do this here. I think we can do this. We just have to get 3 and 29 seconds. Do you feel good about this? Come on.
Let's go.
All right, confident and no swearing, please. No potty mouth. All right, here we go. 3, 2, and go. It was a really popular toy back in the day, like a little thing, looked like a little bird almost, with its eyes would go open and close.
Pass.
We need to get this one. Okay. It's a toy that you throw.
Big bird.
No, very small. Something like that, but very, very small. Very small. It was a really popular toy.
Like,
yes. It's a toy you put on your hand and you throw it to the ground and it comes back up. Throw it on the ground and it comes back up. Like it's on your hand.
Blanky?
No. It's on a string.
A yo-yo.
Yes, okay. You used to use this on your computer to store data. An old thing you store data on back in the day.
I can't understand you.
Oh, gosh. It was a flat like thing, like a memory card kind of you put in your computer. You would store stuff on it.
Oh, a memory card?
Back in the day.
Oh, you went the full 52 seconds. Alex wins again.
Yeah.
Leanne, I told you we would get it. I am the
That's
queen.
Right.
Nobody can beat me at catchphrase. Nobody.
That's not fair, though. I don't want to knock Kelly, but I thought my clues were good. Were they not good?
They're all right.
All right. Congratulations going out this morning to Team Alex and Leanne. You are going to get those pair of tickets to see New Kids on the Block, Boyz II Men, and Paula Abdul at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on June 18th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Congratulations. You're going to have a great time there. And I will have more of those tickets, too, coming up on the Joe and Alex show. But, man, just a...
He's so mad. Every time.
Salty.
He's so mad.
Can you be honest real quick as we wrap up? Is it me? Like, am I just not good at this game and I used to think I was? Is that what it is?
That's what I think.
Don't tell him, Alex.
You're great.
Okay.